Test 77, Section 3, Question 12. Here we're looking for the flaw. And what we get is several movie critics have claimed that this movie will inspire people to act in socially irresponsible ways. So they say it's going to make people be bad. Yet, this claim relies entirely on survey data that have turned out to be deeply flawed. So the claim is based on survey data that are flawed. Thus, these critics have made a claim that is not only untrue, but also potentially harmful to the movie makers' reputations. Now, there is an interesting thing here. So this one, the conclusion is the claim is false and potentially harmful to the reputation. They don't give any evidence about potentially harmful to the reputation. So that's kind of just out of the blue. So we can kind of hold on to that as a flaw, that they gave something about reputation that wasn't supported at all. But also, it says the claim relies on survey data that have turned out to be flawed, and the fact that the data on which something is based are flawed doesn't mean that the claim itself is true, just that the evidence in favor of it isn't. And there's a difference between saying the evidence in favor of it is false and the conclusion is false. And so that's the other problem. So A, infers that a claim is false merely on the grounds that no satisfactory evidence has been offered. So that seems okay, but it doesn't say there wasn't any good evidence. It just says this one piece of evidence is bad. B, fails to consider that a pejorative claim is true, that is true, can be more harmful than a person's reputation than a false claim. It really isn't talking about which is worse, a true or a false claim. Relies on a sample that's unrepresentative. That's a flaw, but it doesn't occur here at all. Attacks the persons making the argument. It doesn't say anything bad about the people. And then fails to consider that even if an argument's conclusion is false, some of the evidence used to justify it may nonetheless be true. So that was one where I said, no, it's not really about, if they had switched that around and said, even if an argument's evidence is false, the conclusion could be true. And so even though I wasn't loving A, I kind of wanted A to be a little different. So saying that the claim is false, merely that no satisfactory evidence has been given for it, that really is the best thing that we got in this case. And so I would have liked something that said, infers that a claim is false merely because evidence provided for it turned out to be false. But A was definitely the best thing that we had, and so we take that and go.